Sturgoy.
Zach 2.0.
Zach.
Zach 2.
Sturgoy
2.0.
Zach
2.0.
Zach Sturgoy.
Zach
2.0.
Zach
Sturgoy
2.0.
Welcome to Got Your Milk! FX is the Straight Podcast. My name's Bubba. You can find me on Twitter at FitandTrim. That's FitandTrim. At FitandTrim on Twitter. And with me, as always, is...
And happy to be here.
...is somebody who likes sexy fat.
Who doesn't?
Gets chained in barns by strange women.
It's
Mork. Mork, how are you doing?
Oh, man. I am so good, Bubba.
So good.
Want to find me on Twitter, it's at Extraordinary. That's extraordinary with the W in front of the final R. Man, oh man, you know what I like to say, Bubba?
What?
The worm has turned.
And The Worm Turns was the title of the first episode of season four, the final season of The Strain. We're going to be breaking down this entire exciting episode. We're going to be talking about our thoughts as to how this wonderful show can end.
Mm-hmm.
But first, we got to do some housekeeping real quickly.
Yes.
This is the third of three podcasts we're doing on this Sunday night.
It's beautiful.
The show is just getting started, but I'm going to be on vacation for the next couple of weekends. We might split the
duty. Funny how as soon as The Strain comes back, you leave town.
The worm turned. And so we might have some odd things. You may take a week, Mork. I may take a week. But the most important thing is that we have formed a partnership.
We have.
Just like the partnership that is for a better tomorrow.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
We have formed a partnership here on The Strain. And it's incredible how quickly we dive back into the action in a whole new city, Philadelphia.
Absolutely.
Our partnership is like their partnership. And we have got we've got to say that what our ranking is for part four, episode one, The Worm Turns.
Well, Bubba, you want to go first?
No. Okay, do I want to go first? Yes.
Okay.
So this was episode one.
Yep.
So I'm tempted to go 1 out of 10
hey.
Because it's the first of 10 episodes, but I'm not going to go 1 out of 10.
All right,
so... This is season four.
Yes.
So that's right. Mm-hmm. I'm going 4 double E's.
Double E's?
Out of 10.
Double E's?
Yes. Double E stands for effective F.
Oh, okay.
Because in this episode, one time for a little bit, he was effective.
That is true.
He got people vitamin C.
He sure did.
He might have needed to get them no-dos if they watch this episode.
Hey.
But I'm kidding. So, I have to be honest. After you set off a nuclear bomb, maybe it is tough to build up the stakes, build up the drama. But you do have to try.
That's fair. God bless him.
And so, this episode pointed us in the direction of some things.
Mm-hmm.
Any episode with the mother formerly known as Lovely Kelly, even if it's a vision
Golden
from the master.
Maple Leaf Award-winning actress Natalie Brown.
Hell yeah. So, 4 out of 10... I'll
okay.
get to my problems with it, but how about you, Mork? You have a ranking for this episode.
I do. I'm going to give it 5 double T's.
Double T's?
Tragic Tigers.
Sure was.
Bubba, I'm
going
to quote, it's not for the last time will I quote Sexy Fat tonight. I'm a complainer, but I'm not a quitter. there was a lot of, you know, we got to meet 6 months down the road. We're sort of spreading out. We've gone a lot further west. Apparently, it's very easy to get outside of New York, particularly
after a nuclear bomb goes
off.
Yeah, there's no mass rush to get out of the city.
That does
How about
make
this?
It easier.
The nuclear winter even affects the sunlight in Philadelphia.
Oh, well, absolutely. Yeah, I can see that. And I will say that is a very cool, fun twist because when we're seeing...
Oh, no, that is... Yeah,
good
point.
We're seeing passive-aggressive walk around the city of brotherly love. Actually, should we rename him F. Philadelphia?
on the streets of Philadelphia.
He's walking around. He's got his armband on. He's in his little hut.
Yeah.
And he looks up on top of a building, and there is a Strigoi just hanging out in the daylight.
Yeah, that's what I saw. I thought, what's going on?
That was a cool little twist. I was into that.
Yeah, and I'll give one other great little thing that I've always thought about, is if the Strigoi live on blood, then they couldn't kill every human. They wouldn't want to convert every human.
Sure.
So the idea that they're just keeping some humans as farm animals, that's kind of been a thought that the show has been pushing since, I think, season two.
Right.
That, hey, there's going to be this factory where we can get delicious blood.
Mm-hmm.
And so I comprehend it. I say, bravo, Strigoi.
Good planning. Finally, the plan has come together. We're basically we have to be, at this point, at rock bottom. Because the partnership
It
can't get much worse for our heroes. And our heroes, at this point, at first, I got to say, I was a little nervous because it's been I was a little nervous. When we start and F is getting up in the morning, for a second, I thought that his toupee had somehow gotten worse, and then I realized it was just a hat. I was a little nervous early on in the beginning. So we have F Philadelphia, we have Sexy Fett, and a new lady friend.
Oh, yeah.
Charlotte.
Oh, yes.
And she's got fringe on her jacket. So is that – usually that's code for that she is of some sort of Native American heritage. Do you think that that's that they're using that trope here?
Let me say
she just likes Peter Frampton.
Well, I'll say that for Native American's sake, I hope not.
I hope so, too.
I hope so. I said I hope not. I hope she's not.
I'm also, like you, hoping for something.
Mark, before we get into this, mm-hmm. we have got something very, very shocking this year on the Got Your Milk podcast.
Oh, yes, we do.
On our other podcast here on the Double P Podcast Networks, that you can find out all about it on our Facebook page, facebook.com/doublepodcast. That's the word double, single letter P, the word podcast, plural, facebook.com/doublepodcast. We give away prizes all the time. Kind of slightly hard to find strain prizes.
They didn't like it when we were sending out blood.
Well, one guy did, but we'll get to him in a bit.
Good old Randy.
We actually have some really fun DVDs of season three that were sent out as part of the four-year consideration.
Oh, yeah.
Emmy balloting here. And I have to be honest, I haven't found out how many Emmys The Strain won for season three.
Can't tell you how many.
No, I telling how many would be the difficult part of this. But that said, we have this prize. We're going to give it away to you loyal listeners who are kind enough to like our Facebook page. That's facebook.com/doublepodcast. That's the word double, single letter P, the word podcast, plural. Like our Facebook page, or, this is important, or give us a written iTunes review.
Absolutely.
We've had a bunch so far, but we haven't been able to give you a prize. So all the new ones, we want to give a shout out, get you into the prizes. Mm-hmm. And we got a new iTunes review from the great United States of America.
That is right. That is right. We assume that this is before the partnership has taken hold, that this review is written.
Right.
It's a 5-star review.
Wow.
Love It by A3 Baxtie.
Whoa.
Almost as good as Zach 2.0 being jettisoned into space. The talented guys.
Thank you.
At Double P. Just keep giving us well-thought-out, entertaining podcasts about all our faves. Huge fan of The Strain and love every minute of these. Thanks, guys. Looking forward to your thoughts on season four. Well, that's why we're here, A3.
Thank you
Baxtie.
So much. But that said, if I could come up with an ending of The Strain that is enjoyable as shoot Exec 2.0 into space, it's going to be hard. That's going to be hard to top.
It could definitely happen. I think we're building up to it. I mean, he's set off a nuclear bomb. He's killed a tiger. Basically, he's on track.
Right. He's got nowhere to go but up.
Yeah, he's on track. One thing I'd like to just ask some of our double L's.
Double L's?
Loyal listeners.
Oh.
For those of you with teenagers, neither Bubba and I are blessed that way. But, you know, is Zach 2.0, is he a realistic teenager?
Right, is he a double T?
Does it often feel, double T?
Typical teen.
Typical teen. Does it often feel like your child has either killed a tiger or set off a nuclear weapon? Please tell us why. Okay, so let's jump back into Philadelphia. And one thing, another thing that, and let's give it some due here. So we see some of the Strigoi out into the streets, and there's like this new kind of, I don't know if it's a village people Strigoi. It's a new Strigoi. It's running very quickly. It's like a big feeler, basically.
It is. Thank you. That's the best way to describe it. It's a grown up feeler, and my thought process, I got actually very stressed. Why did I get stressed? Because I trust the show. The master can see through every Strigoi's eyes. The master would certainly want F dead.
Yeah.
Because F is theoretically something that could affect Zach 2.0.
Right.
We later find out that the master may want
mm-hmm.
F alive, because that way he'll keep, quote-unquote, the people the master is afraid of, every other character, away from harming him, because it would hurt Zach 2.0.
Hmm.
Let's just be honest. If you were F,
yep.
At this point, are you really that worried about Zach 2.0's health? And I know he's your son, but come on.
If I was F, I mean,
oh, come on.
Zach 1.0 didn't want to move in with me because I didn't give a crap. So I'm saying that F at Passive Aggressive gave up on Zach 1.0 probably when he was about 2.5. So,
yeah.
I don't know. He doesn't seem to be trying to get back to New York.
No.
He seems like he's enjoying Philly. And one more thing, and you know, we're having some fun with the strain. I mean, there's three things. We're just a few minutes into the podcast. There's three things that I really, really did like.
Yeah, get to them.
One was our the Strigoi who was in the basement of the pawn shop in Pulp Fiction and who escaped. The other is the fact that the UV rays are blocked by
those harmful UV rays.
And,
hilarious.
And I love this PSA from the partnership. Video was really well done. And so I definitely did enjoy it. So, and a pretty cool new opening title sequence.
Right. We've had a couple of bizarre title sequences in the history of the strain, and this is the keeper. This, now that we're at the end, I think this is the keeper.
One thing that I was sort of hoping that they would do at some point, and I don't know, you know, who knows what kind of budget they have for this, so maybe they don't want to throw it away in silly ideas of poor old Mork, but what if they took classic shows, you know, like Murder, She Wrote.
Oh, that'd be
and
good.
They made them Strigoi.
Strigoi, She Wrote.
Strigoi, She Wrote.
Or no, Murder, Strigoi Wrote.
Murder, She Strigoi.
Tell
us, Double L, some of your TV show opening credits you'd like to see redone with Strigoi.
No, I was going to say, if this was an episode of Murder, She Wrote, the way Passive Aggressive solves the crime of, wait a minute, they're not pumping water into the partnership building, they're pumping blood.
They sure are, but where are they getting all the blood? And
where could it possibly get
but
from?
F doesn't seem to be on vacation.
No, he's not on vacation.
Unlike Jessica.
Jessica Fletcher, she'd go everywhere. Well, hold on. He's from New York City. He goes to Philadelphia.
True.
Who does he see? Strigoi. It is a bit like, you know, Jessica Fletcher would go to a town. Hey, there's a murder victim here. I'm guilty.
God bless. And also, you know, there's a small theory that Jessica Fletcher is the murderer in all these situations. Much like Passive Aggressive F is also responsible for all of this carnage.
He is.
Death, and destruction.
And so I said this when we reviewed the season 4 trailer a month or two ago. When Passive Aggressive F says, "I still can't believe we lost," it just makes me so angry. I'm like, have you not been paying attention? Everything you've tried to do has failed.
Everything you tried. Well, first he refused to believe it for basically 3 seasons.
Right.
What was going on?
Why won't you believe me?
Yeah.
Oh my gosh.
So he goes to some kind of contraband center.
Yeah. It's real odd. It's a barter system where he'll be your health, so you don't have to go to the partnership health clinic. If you give him stuff that the guy, the pawn shop guy, wants. I call him a pawn shop guy, but yeah, you're sure. Right. He's a bookroom. So F goes to this one house, mm-hmm. and I am tough on this drain. I love this drain, but I am tough on it.
Oh,
so I'm thinking to myself, okay, F is going to this house.
Yep, yep.
Don't believe it. Don't believe it. This should be building up tension. Should be building up tension. And it is tense. This woman on the couch, I'm positive that she's been turned and this right. is a way to catch F. But no, she has scurvy.
Look,
it's like the stakes and the...
The stakes are only getting higher. First, there's first, vampires. Okay. Then there's vampire zombies. Now, pirates. Okay?
Right.
And
exactly.
you think the stakes aren't getting
exactly.
any higher.
We've gone from nuclear winter
yeah.
to I need more vitamin C. I need a Flintstone vitamin.
that is basically
oh, my Lord.
That is basically what it comes down to. So this is basically, I mean, is what... F is doing with, is it Carl or Nikki? It was Carl, right? Carl's the pawn,
yeah.
the pawnbroker.
Pawn guy.
Basically, it feels like is passive aggressive against nationalized healthcare? Is that is that what he's
that
saying?
It
here?
Could be. That makes
he wants to keep it private. I don't know.
Right. You
I
get to choose it. Your own F.
Yeah, you get to choose your own F. You get a passive aggressive F. F Philadelphia.
So
could be all sorts of things.
So this is one of the things that. That why I'm so tough on this episode is it sets up this new reality. Okay, what has F been doing the last 6 months? This is where he is. He escaped to Philadelphia. He's working for this pawn shop guy. But as soon as he's working for him, okay, at the approximately 33-minute mark,
mm-hmm.
everything we just told you about F's new situation, let's toss it to the curb. Let's kick it to the curb. None of that matters anymore because now F is caught. And this... The fact that F is caught kind of threw me for a loop in that why aren't they tongue-worming him?
Well, there, yeah. I thought that was kind of cool that
yeah,
they're
yeah.
sending these guys. They don't, the Strigoi don't care how many they lose because they'll just make more.
Exactly.
So that
right.
I thought was kind of neat, but it just seems like, okay, these guys are kind of operating a little bit under the radar.
Mm-hmm.
You'd think they'd have some better protection than just an open door. You know, like
oh,
when
yeah.
the Strigoi show up.
Oh,
like,
yeah,
you know,
exactly.
So,
right.
And then they're on the bus.
They're on the
and
bus.
F is
still
telling
not...
the guy,
Sorry.
Calm down, chill out, my man. Don't do anything. Don't rock the boat. And then 3.5 seconds later, he's in the middle of a barroom brawl.
These Strigoi on the bus still don't tongue worm, so they want this blood for everybody. That's good. They're kind of like communist Strigoi.
Yeah.
Everybody gets some blood.
Okay.
But then, like I said, we spent 30 minutes learning F's new situation
uh-huh.
just to blow it up on the bus.
Yeah. It is – I've never seen a bus like that. That is a pretty cool – if I could go back in time and go to junior high in a bus like that – I would be like the coolest kid in town.
Oh,
that's,
yeah.
That is a pretty slick bus. I'm very sad that it got blown to smithereens.
Well, there are more. I'm pretty sure there are more.
All
so
right.
F is stumbles, got blown out of the bus, is still able to stand up and walk. He sees a guy with shrapnel in his leg. He decides to save this guy. This guy, of course, is there with his... Sister? Is that their relationship? I have to be honest. Like,
yeah, that's yeah, because she says, what are you doing to my brother? And also, she's had time to, you know, F is, he's providing medical services in order to get some hooch. This woman, I think Alex is her name, she's doing some sort of work on the black market so she can have, it looks like lipstick and eyeshadow.
Right.
She looks
hair products.
Yeah.
Her hair looks really good.
Yeah, she looks great for
got her eyebrows done. Look at that.
But we learned that they are responsible. They are responsible for blowing up the bus. So they just killed.
How could they?
They just killed 5 people. F doesn't really seem to mind because he's a doctor.
Well, no. F calls him out. He's like, "Wait a minute! Those buses you blow are blowing up transport humans."
Right, but then he helps save her brother, who.
Right, but I was
going
to say. Right, but those humans are going most likely to be slaughtered to give up all their blood, and there were Strigoi on the bus. They did a good job.
Well, sure, but they could have killed F too. Like, if someone almost killed
you.
Okay,
so they failed. You know, 80% success.
You only like it because that means you wouldn't have to watch the rest of season 4 of FX's The Strain, unlike me, which I will watch happily and proudly.
So F, he's a loner, not a fighter, but the woman convinces him to stay, help her brother. She has food.
Well, no, F bargains for another. He's like, you got supplies. I'll take care of him. The main thing is, you know, he needs a little rest. Also, infection, you know, maybe some penicillin, all that stuff. He's giving him instructions. He's walking out. She, you know, she pulls a gun on him, and then he decides to stay and help out. So we're seeing, okay, some of our new...
Is this a new love connection?
I don't know. I mean...
F has a way with women.
F does have
meaning he upsets them.
Yeah, he does upset them. I mean, this woman does not seem like she's prone to having too much to drink, so which is usually part of F's seduction technique. He gets drunk, they get drunk, things happen. So I don't know. We'll see. There doesn't seem to be a whole lot of warmth right now, but... I mean, she's no Nora's mom's daughter, Nora.
No,
if you ask me. But we just met the young lady. So,
well, let me just put it this way: everyone F fools around with ends up dead. His wife dead. Nora's mother's daughter, Nora, dead.
Girl in D.C.
Dead.
Pretty dead. Yeah, I think that covers it.
Let's spend the next 20 minutes recounting all F's loves.
All of F's.
So now
conquest.
We know where F is. F is in a new city, but he's joining, I guess, a new resistance. He's not going to just fight from the shadows, but to be honest, it didn't even seem like he was fighting. He was just getting liquor and propane, but he's putting up a fight. So yeah. F, we hardly knew you. Good job.
Yeah.
We leave F, and we go to back to New York City. And this kind of blew me away.
All right. What
Zach 2.0.
Oh, yeah.
Is still in New York City. That's a nuclear fallout. But I guess the white curism of this nuclear fallout, what the hell is going on here?
It seems like it. I mean, we meet Zach.
He was playing with his pet feeler, having it tongue worm his remote control car.
Right. Yeah, which is a euphemism, I'm sure. poor man's Christoph Waltz shows up, who we must point out, we joke about Richard Samuel having a passing resemblance to Christoph Waltz. Richard Samuel also appeared in Glorious Bastards, like Christoph Waltz did.
Yeah.
And he is great. Samuel is...
He is great. What do you think
from
of...
the get-go...
Oh, sorry.
Fantastic.
What do you think of Palmer Master? Master 3.0 Palmer. Is it just too weird? What's going on? I'm not sure. He's already looking to raise Zach so he can take Zach's body to become the master.
Right. Yeah,
That's how much he dislikes Palmer.
Yeah, I mean, maybe Palmer has another TV show to go do. I don't know. I mean, I'm okay with it. I mean, I like one thing that they've done a little bit of is, you know, they've got him dressed up where before.
Oh, that's a good call. Yeah.
You know, before with he was so chewed up for a while. So it's nice to see him get some nice threads. It does seem to be like, you know, The Strain on FX borrowed David Bradley from Game of Thrones.
Yeah.
Now they're borrowing some of Cersei Lannister's outfits to clothe the master.
Oh, come on.
I don't know if they're the same size.
All right, so Zach got a present.
He got a present.
He got a gun, baby.
So what? Once someone has shown themselves responsible enough to handle a nuclear weapon, what's
raise the stakes.
Give them a gun.
Give them a gun.
Why not? You got nothing to lose.
And, well, you got nothing to lose. What if this tiger eats the master's new body plan?
Well, that's not what I'm concerned about. But that's you bring up a great point, Bubba, in that if you're the master and you could go into any body, would you rather go into Zach 2.0 or a friggin' tiger?
That'd be awesome.
How cool would that be? He could go wherever he wants.
What I thought was really tough is after Zack 2.0 kills the tiger. You see Eichhorst, poor man's Christoph Waltz, yes. also known as Eichhorst, and you see the Master Palmer up on the bridge.
Yes.
And suddenly Eichhorst went, they're great. It's so...
Bubba.
Right. It's very late, everybody.
This is our sixth podcast it of is. The night.
So Eichhorst, what do you think his thought about this? Is he that desperate to be the master? What's going on now?
Well, there's the rub.
Yeah.
There's the rub,
mm-hmm.
because, you know, to become the master, you basically have to die, you know?
I mean, right.
You know, you lose...
lose yourself, and the master takes over yourself.
Right, and he seems so devoted, Eichhorst did, to Palmer slash the master slash Bolivar slash whoever, that, you know, he seems to really care. He really
yes.
is the true believer.
Oh, yeah.
And, you know, he's so charming. That I, you know, there are times when I'm definitely rooting for the Strigoi in the show.
Oh, yeah. Like this. If the Strigoi can always become the mother formerly known as Lovely Kelly.
Yes.
I'm down with it. Has the master always had this power, the power to appear as somebody else to you and then hug you in a very creepy way? I have to be honest. I don't remember.
It's only creepy when it turns into an old man wearing Cersei Lannister's outfit.
Right, an old man hugging a young boy on FX?
Yeah.
What could go wrong?
What could go wrong?
But what's funny is that because it's Zack 2.0...
You're okay with it.
I'm okay with everything.
Yeah. You are
I'm
okay.
going to find the guy from Dateline and say, don't catch this predator. Yeah. Let this happen.
Just let him go. So, yeah. So we see that. And so the our best guess is that because Zack 2.0 has been hooked on the white.
Yeah.
That the master can control his thoughts and all that. So that's our best guess.
So then... Eichhorst and Palmer, they come together. Eichhorst is just talking trash about Zack 2.0. It's like he's watched the last three seasons. And then Palmer is like, listen, every kid who does well deserves a reward. Hey, he killed the tiger.
Sure,
he didn't get
sure.
eaten by the tiger.
Mm-hmm.
He deserves a reward. So let's get him a reward. And this reward, if I were a teenage Zack 2.0, this would be the greatest reward. This housekeeping.
Yeah.
This is like an adult film. Like,
it's a little. Yeah.
Someone order a maid.
So now, but here's this is the horrible thought that was going through my mind.
Yeah.
Was that what if that's the master pretending?
Oh no!
Yeah. Well, we don't know
how far will he go.
It could be.
Oh my god!
It could be.
Oh
we
my
don't
god!
Know.
And Zack. Zack was caught being goofy, but then
really?
He sees it's a babe, and he's like,
just a kid,
right? And oh, the feeler got jealous, man.
Good.
That was a jealous feeler who is not going to give up her Zack 2.0 for anything.
No.
But now let's go down your road. Let's say this is Palmer in disguise.
Okay, so, he's there to make sure that the room is clean. It's very important.
And to bond with Zack 2.0.
Mm-hmm.
So we always bring reenactments and enactments of scenes that never were. So we bring you now. We bring you now to a scene of Zack 2.0
mm-hmm.
and the maid who is Palmer in disguise.
Okay.
rockin', yeah, rockin', blowin' up this city.
Hello. Pardon me, I'm here to clean. Boy, this place hasn't been this dirty since Pearl Harbor.
Here, want to pet my feeler?
No, I do not. I'm just here to clean.
Cool. So I've got this thing that shoots out, and I want to show it to you.
Well, that sounds like you've got a case of syphilis.
Don't worry. It's mostly harmless.
All right. It reminds me of a story my grandfather told me about being in World War I.
You're a cute girl, and you have the prettiest voice. I should clean this stuff up myself, huh?
Can I tell you, even as the master, I'm starting to get a little uncomfortable, young man.
You know, the thing that I think is the dirtiest and needs the most cleaning?
I'm going to guess you are referring to... I'm putting my very sharp nails into my ears so I don't hear more of this.
End scene. Okay. And that's obviously where this is going.
Yes.
I hate that we've spoiled everybody.
It's true.
It's terrible. How can we spoil it?
I think they hate it too.
All right. So the final, really, we didn't check up on, now, Mark, we didn't check up on some characters. So I'm just going to bring the characters by and see if you remember their names. So
sure.
We didn't see, hey, bruh.
Fett?
Gus. That's good old Gus.
Good old Gus. Okay.
Okay. We saw this person in a dream, but we didn't see them.
Okay.
Let me burn this book.
Nora's mother.
No. Satrakian.
Good old Satrakian.
And we also did. Hi. Let me hack these computers. Eh? Wait, that was. Hold on. I can do a better one.
Yeah, that was really bad.
I got to hack these computers on the Bobby. It's me, Sexy Hatcher. Sexy Hacker Dutch.
Oh, hey, Dutch.
We didn't see her either.
No, we have not. Now, she's still alive, right?
Yes, she's still alive.
You know who we didn't see?
Who?
Your buddy, who should have been killed in the blast, who you ran into at a Comic-Con.
Oh, right. Cass Anvar.
Cass Anvar.
We're gonna hopefully see him in a bit. But yeah, we thought his character died in the nuclear explosion, but I saw him at WonderCon in Anaheim,
mm-hmm.
California. He told me, hey, wait till you see The Strain Season 4. It's crazy. So I've seen some previews. He may be back somehow.
Well, I think it all centers around him. So,
let's follow possibly everybody's favorite character.
Hey, Doc. Hey, Professor.
Bugs Bunny?
Hey, South Dakota people.
Oh, okay. I think they're North Dakota, but
oh, right.
Russian. Sure. A Russian who only knows the Dakotas from Where to Invade maps.
Right.
Might get
so,
confused.
Who is the greatest Russian in your mind, Fett or Putin?
Well, let's see here. They both
love taking their shirt off.
They both love taking their shirt off. They both have stolen Super Bowl rings from Robert Kraft.
Hey. I heard you got a couple of Super Bowl rings around here, eh?
That's Fett is going to be playing defensive back. Also, a small cameo appearance this episode. Speaking of the Patriots, pretty cool to see Rob Gronkowski in tonight's episode. Boy, wasn't that cool. So Sexy Fett he's driving along on his motorcycle.
Right, with his new girl, Charlotte.
Right.
Who is very lovely. Obviously, you would fall for Sexy Fett.
Sure. Well, who wouldn't?
And we find out later after they kill human beings. Mm-hmm. You know, Strabone, I think you're so powerful, you could just disarm them. I mean, you're faster than everybody. You've got super strength. Why does Strabone kill everybody? They're trying to find the nuclear bombs.
Yeah,
you know, one of these guys, they're like, well, we don't know where it is, but Joe did. You stabbed him and you cut off his head.
Right. Well, you know, these guys are also being like very ungentlemanly. So... you know, I'm okay with Strabone chopping off their heads. Although one of them is a lady.
Yeah, it's a bit crazy. So let's get to it and let's get big picture before we go through the rest of
Hey, Professor.
Sure.
Fett's storyline.
Mm-hmm.
If they get a nuclear warhead.
Yeah.
Is that how the Master is going to see the face of God? What is exactly their plan here? They blow him up? That'll kill him? I mean, it should work.
Maybe they need to blow up New York again, and
right,
that
this
will
time,
move all the nuclear winter. I have no idea. They'll see the sun again? I don't know.
Oh, that's right. They're like, we'll blast. A second nuclear blast will open up
we'll
the
clean
clouds,
up.
And we'll get to see UV lights, which will destroy Strigoi.
Yeah, or they'll just go inside. Like that.
Yeah, right. So
maybe that's not
so
the plan.
So Fett, we find out,
mm-hmm.
he's Strabone, a.k.a. The Bourne,
yeah.
and Charlotte are part of some big group.
Yeah, they've got
Like a big posse they're hanging with.
They've got trucks and gasoline and it's a little. I don't mind that they got chopped up, but you're totally right that that these guys wouldn't have shown up earlier at this camp,
right?
To to help out because one of their comrades, not just Sexy Fett, went down. But so they're trying to figure out, okay, how are we going to get a nuclear weapon? There are nuclear weapons all over North Dakota.
Of course.
Obviously. Well, it's true. I mean,
Bismarck, yeah. All the places in North Dakota.
Fargo. Yep. So, okay. So they're getting ready.
And they're getting frustrated. You did have the great line, "I'm not a quitter, I'm a complainer," a.k.a. he's a host of the Got Your Milk podcast.
Anytime you quote Fett, it's a great line, Bubba. I mean,
right, but they've been doing it forever, and Borno is
doing it for 6 months.
Right, that's nothing. Borno, Strabone, he's just getting frustrated. And one thing that was weird is that when Fett started to mack down on Charlotte,
mm-hmm.
who was creepily staring at them but Strabone?
Well, Strabone is probably not meant for being a great wingman.
Do you think Strabone has ever loved?
Oh, of course.
Who? Who's ever been his love? He was born a Strigoi.
Well, he loved his mom.
And he may not even have... What if he was born without junk? You know how... You know how
maybe.
Bolivar's junk fell off in the toilet? What if it's like, here comes your baby, it's a brand new baby, and minus junk.
Well, I think there's only one way to find out, which is to tune into...
Strain
After Dark. And you will see. So, okay, so Sexy Fett and Charlotte,
his girl, they go get some delicious corn.
They're trying to go get some delicious corn.
And let me say, they do it because this show is corny.
Oh, Bubba.
These things just write themselves and then say, don't say them, but I still say them after they write themselves.
And we still say them. So, no, so Charlotte, it turns out, is not just a pretty face. Charlotte.
No.
Oh, did we skim over the dream?
We did skip over the Sexy Fett sex scene.
So Sexy Fett is earning his moniker. And, I mean, look, I'll be honest. The actress, I don't know her name, playing Charlotte is very lovely.
Yeah.
And, if it was 6 months of, hanging out in a van with her, maybe the apocalypse isn't so bad. So, but
he has a terrible dream. He has a dream that maybe portends scary things.
Can I make a confession?
Yeah, let's hear it.
Every time I make sweet love, I have the exact same dream as Sexy Fett did.
Oh man, that would be tough.
Yeah.
That would be tough.
Luckily,
now
they say
your dreams are about your mother. So Freud is gonna interpret this Sexy Fett dream. Okay, so tell me, so your girl disappeared, and then you see Satrakian by the fire with oxidolumen.
I do just want to point out that it is lucky for Sexy Fett that Strabone is in fact the Wormless Wonder, or I think Charlotte would be hanging out with him.
Oh yes. Are you kidding me?
Yeah.
Let's do this.
Yeah.
But in this dream, the professor is burning the oxidolumen, and I love that Fett is like acting honestly, probably acting like the audience. We spent a frigging season getting the oxidolumen.
Sure.
Then we got to spend
another
season
learning how to pronounce it.
Yeah, right. And so the fact that Satrakian would just rip out pages and throw them away is crazy. And then in the dream, Satrakian has got a tongue worm.
Okay,
that is a tense dream.
Well,
that's intense.
That's
a good scare jolt.
No, the scariest thing, the most disturbing thing about that scene is Fett turns away. And then he looks back to where Satrakian was sitting.
Mm-hmm.
Satrakian's not there.
Oh, no.
Then Fett looks down.
Uh-oh. What was he doing down there?
So I don't know what is happening.
Wait, do you think that's where...
Hold
on. Do you think that's where Charlotte was?
Maybe, but Charlotte wasn't wearing a hat.
Oh, my goodness gracious.
Have a big,
one
bushy
thing
beard.
Fett keeps saying, people keep saying New York's gone, and Fett goes, nah, she's not gone. Yeah. She's just down.
Well, he's just talking about his rats.
Well, yeah.
His rats are still there.
Dude, the bomb went off. New York is down.
Yeah. Well, look, I mean, for a frustrated architect, what better opportunity could there be than to rebuild New York City? It'd be fantastic.
And he's building it one corn on the cob at a time.
So they're stocking up.
They're stocking up, and then they get kidnapped. This is why this show slightly drives me crazy. Like, we spent all that time learning, okay, this is F's new situation. He has a double B.
Double B.
Bombed bus. We're into a whole new thing.
Right.
Here, Fett, at the 46-minute mark, gets kidnapped. Okay, wait, we got this new problem we got to deal with. At the end of the episode, he's been freed.
All right. See,
relatively easily, too.
I completely disagree with you.
Disagree.
They are continuously raising the stakes on FX's The Strain. And so first it's vampires, and then it's vampire zombies, and then it's pirates, and now it's Attack of the Corn People. So
Children of the Corn.
Children of the Corn. It always gets, and it turns out it's the Children of the Corn have all seen misery. So
that is a good call. They want a man strapped to a bed.
Yep. That's how it works.
Heck yeah.
Apparently they've been
doing it for themselves.
Apparently they've been watching a lot of episode 10 of Twin Peaks with Janie E. and Dougie Coop. And you can hear all about that
on the Gifted
and the Damned
podcast, which we did
10 minutes ago.
Yeah, it feels like 10 minutes ago. So conveniently, though, Fett is chained up to a guy named Roman, who does know where a nuclear bomb is. Hey, success.
Mm-hmm. Well, but
positive things are happening.
Well, I mean, it's not so easy, Bubba.
What do you mean?
Fett has to, read the guy's patch on his arm that says that, okay.
Hey, how do you know I work with nuclear bomb? Well, like, I read the patch on your jacket, dude. Yeah.
Same way he knows his name is Rome. So,
is maybe the reason why I'm so tough on this episode is that we have not seen the most important symbol of all, the badge. Where is the badge, Bork? Fett doesn't have an exterminator bag.
It's very, very chilly. And
it's underneath all that stuff?
Of course it's underneath all that stuff. I saw it. I don't know what you were looking at when the van was a-rockin' and no one came knocking. But I don't know what you were looking at, but I saw in the corner of the van the badge.
Oh,
in its proper place.
That would be awesome.
That's where I focus on.
Hanging like an air freshener?
Yeah, you pervert.
So anyway. Strabone.
Yes.
Strabone, who's checking out, who can smell Fett and Charlotte. He tracks them down
to this point, who can't? Let's be honest.
He tracks them down to the evil women barn.
Mm-hmm.
But this time he doesn't kill anybody. I'm glad with that. He frees them. And they know where the nuclear bomb is. We had an issue we wanted to solve. At the end of the episode, theoretically, we have the information we need to go get a nuclear bomb.
Let's go get a nuke.
Progress has been made in this.
If you're Strabone, and like you're always having to get Fett and Charlotte out of trouble,
save their bacon every single time.
Like at what point are you just like, you dumbass? Like, come on, guys.
Right. At a certain point, you're like, dude, I've saved you so many friggin' times.
Yeah. So,
and how about this? If you're Strabone and you can move that fast, can't you just go around the country real quick? Like, okay, I've just sweeped this state. No nuclear bombs. None in South Dakota. None in Iowa. Like, literally, what's going on here?
There's no good answer for that, Bubba.
And
unfortunately,
when we say there's no good answer, there's no better way to end the podcast than on that.
Well, maybe there is an answer, and we will find out next week.
Only 9 more episodes of The Strain. Listeners, we may, because of my vacation, be putting out the show at different times coming up. The Strain, luckily, is going to last longer than the other two shows we're doing on Sunday nights, Twin Peaks and Game of Thrones. So there will be a time coming up soon Our Sunday night will be dedicated to nothing but the strain, and we'll be able to give you the true in-depth.
We make a solemn pledge right here, right now.
Hell yeah.
That when the strain is our only show of the night, each podcast will be 6 hours long.
That's right.
We pledge that. Tonight's episode was sponsored by The Partnership, and we thank them for all of their good work.
Hell yeah.
And look forward to seeing all of you watch The Strain with us next week on
Got
Your
Milk!
The Strain After Dark on FX, which usually is like in the 40s for most channels.
So pretty made. I have this thing that really needs cleaning. I think
if you don't mind, I need to just quickly take some of my nitroglycerin pills for my advanced heart. For a young girl,
oh, you have such a pretty heart. You have such a pretty heart.
I have a bad heart. Also, I have sciatica, and excuse me, I need to take a Centrum Silver for men. It helps me.
You know,
keep
you're such
my
a pretty
skin.
Maid, but there's something making me wonder if you're the master.
Zach, I am so uncomfortable right now that I am going to jump into the feeler's body.
My name's Bubba. You can find me on Twitter at Fit and Trim. That's FitNTrim at Fit and Trim on Twitter.
Mark is at Extraordinary. Extraordinary with the W in front of the final R.
Give us those iTunes reviews. Be kind to, and you don't have to give positive. We're tough on The Strain sometimes. If you want to be tough on us, that's fine. Like the Facebook page. You're really going to like this. Later this week, I'll tweet out a picture of these DVDs of The Strain for your consideration.
Proof of bribery.
It's pretty cool. So we'll see you next week.
See you next week.